It's an exciting morning, despite the cold and gray skies. It was a good day, says Shirley Gibson, treasurer for the Verdun and Area Food Cupboard. Volunteers for the food bank estimated that about 400 pounds of non-perishable food was donated and citizens' cash donations amounted to about $400. There was no collection for 4 years, Gibson explains. The last train was in 2018, a Sunday morning when the train pulled in. The crowd was smaller on that occasion. Then, in 2020, the train was a virtual event. So this year's train was a welcome sight in Verdun. Both elementary schools, Mary Montgomery and Goulter, attended and a number of older students were there as well, along with families and area citizens. The oil caps were on the scene to help as needed with the heavy lifting for the food donations and to pass out the candy canes provided by the CP holiday train. It was a good day, says Shirley Gibson, treasurer for the food cupboard. Volunteers for the food bank said there would be about 400 pounds of non-perishable food donated and cash donations of about $400. There was no collection for 4 years, says Gibson. The last train was in 2018, a Sunday morning when the train pulled in. The crowd was smaller on that occasion. Then, the train was a virtual event in 2020. So this year's train was a welcome sight in Verdun. Both elementary schools, Mary Montgomery and Goulter, attended and a number of older students were there as well, along with families and area citizens. The Oil Caps, MJHL hockey team, were on the scene to help as needed with the heavy lifting for the food donations and to pass out the candy canes provided by the CP holiday train. The CP holiday train is in its 24th year supporting food banks and food shelves across our network by raising money, food and awareness for food insecurity issues. Keith Creel, CP's president and chief executive officer, speaks of the purpose of the trains run through the USA and Canada. The holiday train is all about families and communities coming together to celebrate the season and help those in need. We are excited to be back out on the rails and in our communities, taking these two beautiful trains across our network and sharing the joy that comes with gathering in the spirit of giving. Holiday train shows are free to attend. CP asks attendees to bring a cash or non-perishable food donation if they're able. Local food shelves will set up collection stations at each event, with all donations made staying with the local food bank to help people in need in the community. Because local food shelves buy food at a discount, cash donations can go further than food donations to help those in need. Food banks and communities across Canada are so excited to see the CP holiday train return, as it brings together the City of Calgary to kick off the holidays and give back at the same time, said Calgary Food Bank President and CEO James McCara. The Calgary Food Bank is so grateful for CP's continued support to help us build a Canada where no one goes hungry. Since the holiday train program launched in 1999, it's raised more than $21 million and collected 5 million pounds of food for community food banks across North America. This year, more than ever, the support, awareness and goodwill that the CP holiday train brings will make an impact beyond imagination to the food support programs of Eastside Neighborhood Services, said Mary Anstett, Vice President, Community Engagement for Eastside Neighborhood Services in Minneapolis. With the support that holiday train brings in, we can rest assured that so many will have warm, nutritious food on their tables in the coldest months.